So there's the second one of the big four. Apostles' teachings, the first one. Fellowship's the second one. Here's the third one. Breaking of bread. And you say, I like the idea of this. They were addicted to eating. Well, not quite. I mean, breaking of bread, strictly speaking, is eating. It's an expression that's used for eating just because they always had a loaf, always broke it. It was always part of a meal. But in the New Testament, it's code really for remembering the Lord's death in the way that we do in communion, the Lord's Supper, Eucharist, or whatever you want to call it. And the way they did it in the early church was that they used to have a meal together. It was sometimes called an agape meal, a kind of a love feast. It was an expression of the fellowship that they had with each other. They would have a meal, and at the end of the meal, they would then celebrate what we call the Lord's Supper in the same way as Jesus did with the apostles. Break the bread, pass it round. This is the Lord's body, and pass the cup round in the same kind of way. So they were addicted, not just to eating. I don't think that's why they'd be commended. They were addicted to what? To remembering the Lord's death. And, you know, we're so prone to forget things, aren't we? Why do you think that Jesus gave us this visual aid? Why do you think that he instituted it and said, do this to remember me? It's because we're so inclined to forget what he did on the cross. So they remembered the Lord's death. This was central to all of their Christianity, and the cross is at the center of everything that we have and that we are as Christians. Without the cross, we have nothing. Without the sacrificial death of the Lord Jesus Christ, then we have nothing. And they were addicted to that. So they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to fellowship, to breaking of bread, remembering the Lord's death. And a crucial one, number four, and to prayer. It could also be translated to the prayers. And it seems that the early church perhaps took some of the prayers from the Old Testament, maybe some of the Psalms, and used these. And there is evidence that from a very early stage, what we call the Lord's Prayer, especially as it's given in Matthew's Gospel, was used by the early church, both actually as the prayer and also as a pattern for prayer. The Lord's Prayer is a fantastic place. You say, I don't know how to pray. Okay, well, the disciples said that to Jesus. They said, Lord, teach us how to pray. So if you say, well, I wouldn't really know how to begin. Well, we've got a pattern prayer, and you'll find it in Matthew's Gospel and in Luke's Gospel. It's called the Lord's Prayer. So you can either pray that as it's given, or else just customize it to your own situation. And it's a great, great thing to do. But again, this is something that is absolutely indispensable to the health of a church and to your spiritual health and mine. We cannot expect to be strong, healthy, useful Christians if we do not pray, or if we don't take the issue of prayer seriously. The early Christians were addicted to prayer. They were addicted to prayer. They could not pray often enough. So they maybe used some of these set prayers, such as the Lord's Prayer. But if you read through the book of Acts, you will see that they were praying all the time. Every time there was an outbreak of persecution or something, they would pray for boldness. They would pray for, you know, faithfulness, for strength. They would pray for God to come and reveal himself and so on. So these are the big four that we have here in the early church. Apostles' teaching, fellowship, remembering the Lord's death, and prayer. How are you with these things? Because you are church. It's not just something abstract. We're talking about our own lives, our own patterns of behavior, our own spiritual disciplines as Christ followers. How are you measuring up on these? You addicted to these things? Could you say that? Or would you say, well, not really. Well, let's work on that, eh? So I'm encouraging you. So this is my manifestation of fellowship this morning. I'm encouraging you to get addicted to God's word, to prayer, to remembering the Lord's death, to fellowshipping with other Christians. So there's a big four. And that's not the end of it, though. Because I found another six. I actually found more than six, but I thought, I better stop, or we'll be here all day. It'd be a great thing to be here all day, wouldn't it? We'd be really addicted to God. It'd be a manifestation of being addicted to the apostles' teaching. You say, well, he's not one of the apostles. But anyway, I'm trying to communicate what's here in God's word. Verse 43, if you're following along. Mark number 5. Everyone was filled with awe.